Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Preds back at it tonight. Predators General Manager David Poile, our guest. It's always great catching up with him. David, how are you?
I'm good today. How are you guys?
Excellent. Excellent. It's been a long road trip. How's that been for you?
Yeah, it has been pretty long, and a lot of things are going on, a little banged up with our team. The lineup seems to change, pretty well every night. So it's the usual challenges, if you will. But all in all, I think we played pretty good in the road trip. I think we could have won all the games. Really unfortunate against San Jose with not playing very good in the first period, but coming back, I felt great about the compete of our team and the character of our team. And I thought when Rocco Grimaldi scored that go-ahead goal in the third period that was going to be a win for us, but it didn't turn out that way. So unfortunately, we've lost twice to San Jose when we've had the lead in the third period, which is not very characteristic of us to do that. But we're on to Arizona tonight, and hopefully if we can get a win tonight, it'll be a real good road trip for us.
Subban played in the last two games and left during both of them and did not return on Tuesday night. Can you give us any insight on his status as we move forward?
Excuse me, not much. He's not going to play tonight, but I really don't know the update right now. I should know soon, and I'll go for there. Hopefully it's not too bad of a situation, but I just don't know all the particulars right now.
And you placed Arvidsson on injured reserve earlier this week. Is there any sort of timetable right now that you hope to have him back?
It is going to be a while. We're going to have an update on that soon. I'm now just kind of coordinating that with our staff and our medical people right now. So probably in the next couple of hours, we'll have an update on that. But he's going to be out for a little while.
You're tied for last in the league with 8 power play goals. Arizona's got 9 shorthanded goals. Could you actually not want to be on the power play tonight?
I detect a little bit of a sarcasm there, Paul.
Even strength isn't terrible, right?
Yeah, well, there's always something. It's obviously a sore and sensitive point with our organization. We are, I think, in the top 5 in scoring in the National Hockey League. When you talk about offense and good scoring, you would think a lot of that would be attributed to a good power play. I guess if you want to go with the glass half full or half empty, when we figure this out, which we will, and when we get better on the power play, I think we'll be really tough to beat. But right now, it is the most frustrating and disappointing part in our game.
And it's also weird that you guys aren't good on the power play when you see the talent that you've assembled on this roster. Can some of that be mental? Can you get to the point where it's not necessarily the yips, like a second baseman not being able to throw to first, but do you ever get to a point where you see players overthinking it on the power play and maybe making a one too many passes when something's there?
Yeah, we all have an idea how we could make it better or change it. Visually, to me, it looks, I'm watching games, I'm watching everybody's power play and what they're doing. I think we're doing approximately the same thing that most teams are doing. I just think we need to do it at a little bit faster rate, and we got to get to the net a little bit more. Our shot attempts per 2 minutes is very low. I think if we just concentrate on getting the puck to the net at a more rapid rate, that I think it'll start working in our favor. But having said that, the other night in Anaheim, we have a power play in overtime. We got 10 shots. I mean, Ryan Johansson basically has an open net and makes a fabulous save. So, I'm frustrated with it. It's disappointing, but I have to believe with the skill that we have that we're going to get out of this and start producing at a much more high rate than we have so far this season.
Preds GM David Poile with us. While Subban is out, David, how do you fill the roles, plural there, that Subban gives your lineup? Because I know other teams give players bigger minutes. I know you try not to use players as much as other teams might. Do you have to adjust that line of thinking a bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Tonight, Dan Hamlisch has been skating. He's been out for like 3 weeks. There's a chance that he might play tonight. We signed Hammer because he's a not only has been a top player, but he can play higher up in your lineup. So far this year, with good health on defense, he's only played in the third pair. If he was to play tonight or the next game, and if Subban was to be out, you know, there's a good opportunity for Hammer to play a little bit higher position that he's played for us all year. But, you know, it does change defense pairings. When Subban was out, they put Yannick Weber with Ekholm, a lefty and a righty. Now, if you put Hamus in your top four, you could have two lefties playing together. And the coaches have to decide whether that's going to be effective or not to move somebody over to the right side. So there's certainly going to be some juggling on defense, you know, for example, tonight if, when PK does not play.
Your top three centers, a ton of assists, I think over 30 collectively and just six goals. Is this now a team where the centers are facilitators? And obviously that's worked great. So is that formula just fine?
I don't know if it's a formula. I think it's working just fine. But we're not trying to construct our team exactly like that. We are always asking Ryan Johansson to shoot the puck more. I mean, he's such a good player. He makes so many fantastic plays. I think, you know, it really looks like if, you know, Farby was healthy all year, which he's not now, that Forsberg and Arvidsson had a chance not only of scoring 30 goals, but maybe 40 goals. And that's certainly due a lot to the fact that Ryan Johansson is such a good passer. But I think Ryan Johansson and Turris specifically, they need and should shoot the puck more, give our team more different looks, if you will. Don't be sometimes quite as predictable. I hope that they will do that because they, you know, Johansson has scored 30 goals in his career. Kyle scored goals in his career. But in terms of where we are today and being the top five in offense, it's hard to say that it's not working. But throughout the season, I'd like a little bit more variety. And I certainly would like Johansson and Turris to say score 20 goals along with all the assists that they're getting. I think that would be the right formula, if you will.
David, has Austin Watson been a part of this road trip, traveling with the team, and what does his return mean for the lineup, especially with how your group is banged up right now?
Yes, he has been on this road trip, and I, unless something that unforeseen happens in the next couple hours, he should make his NHL debut tonight. He's been around our team. He hasn't traveled except for this trip. He's been around our team. He's in really good shape. He's in a really good place from a personal standpoint. And he's looking very much forward to getting into the lineup and putting this all behind him from a personal basis and get back to being a hockey player and going from there.
We haven't had you on since Pekka signed the contract extension. Will you take us behind the scenes there? You told us talks were ongoing, but I'm curious how far in advance it was planned that he would sign his extension on his birthday.
Well, I probably was... at least as far as I know, I was the only one that had that in my mind about a week out from there as a kind of a goal. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen. But when we got getting closer and talking to his agent and then talking directly to Pekka and kind of really getting down to the fine strokes, I clearly had my head because of the, I certainly remembered out in Arizona 6 years ago when we signed Pekka there and the night that he got the shutout there, all that stuff. So I thought in terms of the memory bank, if we're going to do it, that would be a great day to do it because it would be a memorable event for all of us for, I guess, forever in Preds history of when he signed his last two contracts. And then the fact that we did do it and he signed and then he gets not only a win on his birthday, but he gets a shutout. I thought that's made for another good chapter in the book.
I know you have high expectations for him going into every season with what he's done for this team, but were even you, have you been surprised about how good he's been in the early going this year?
Well, he's really, you know, first of all, in terms of age, as we like to say, those of us that are getting older, it's just a number. He really takes good care of himself. You know, his preparation is second to none. His maturity is there, his focus, all those things. He's healthy. You know, so I don't know, you know, part of the discussion was, well, you know, how many years do you sign for? One more year, two more years, three more years? I mean, you know, when is age going to become a factor? We know it is in some regards. In hockey, there's certainly, it seems like the opportunities to play at an older age, seems to fit a goaltender more than any other position, and maybe that's because of the skating, if you will. But I'm really happy with Pekka, his attitude, his approach, the fact that he wants to be here, the fact that he's embracing the mentor role with UC Saros. It all seems to be working really well, and right now I don't see why it can't work for the next 3 years.
David Poile has been our guest. Always enjoy having you on, David. Thank you for the time today, and we'll catch up soon.
Safe travels.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Bye. Yep. David Poile. Always enjoy the chat with him.
He said we're on to Arizona at one point. Very Belichickian.
Yeah, that's
him.
Right.
You know what? We're on to Arizona.
I hope that didn't come across like a shot, that the power play thing is so crazy.
No, he admitted that it's a sore subject within the organization.
This is a good question.
8 power play goals, 9 shorthanded goals.
That is crazy.